story. Thank you. So after she gets that, corporation, including the skyscraper and everything, she sits there . Maybe he brings her up there, the stairs. I don't know, either that or both. Show them before, or we show his abode, not until now. Maybe we just show him sitting there and walking out on the roof, but not much more. And then we have a big picture showing. It could be this could be fun. When they are standing there talking on that roof after he has given her all the codes and everything. And he could have a big view there of the top of that skyscraper, and it could be, you know, some wild perspective, so you see it going down there or whatever. And and you then see her, his special building there on top, and he said, you know, I'm going to India, I'm out of here. This big city hell. And he just packs a backpack. He kind of has it always there. He likes to go out backpacking in the forest, but it's so far out to go. So he's going to somewhere up there, Assam, or what's it called? Well, a little bit up in the mountains. And he's going to do this or that, grow hemp or whatever. No, that gets to something like that. So herbal medicine or whatever. And and there she stands, looking out on the roof. The sun is the afternoon. It's a beautiful day. There's even a little lawn there with one of those automatic lawn movers, and there are little robots doing the cleaning of the rooms, and everything is nicely set up there, sustainable. And she can go here whenever she likes and just relax. Or work, whatever. So she takes the elevator down, and she's completely calm. I mean, and tells the guy down there, he just says, "Fixed it? Yeah, yeah, no problem, just..." just the switch. This is the second one. We should have got better quality. It's time to replace them. And she looks a little absent-minded, and he's there behind her and talking to himself. And then she packs her backpack also, something like that, and he says, "Where are you going?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm taking a day off." "Really?" "Got a date with the boss or what?" He's laughing. And she said, "Well, you could say so in a way." Something like that. Who knows? She's laughing, and they're laughing as she walks out. And then she stands there on the street in that big metropolis like city, like New York. Wow. And she's looking up on that building. And here, I really want to show that feeling you get when you walk on the Fifth Avenue or something in New York City. And it's not the way you get it from the movies, because the skyscrapers, they look very high and almost intimidating above your heads. So she's just looking up there. And then what? Maybe she's just saying or thinking so. What can a girl do with this? There's another day tomorrow, something like that. And then she walks down the subway or whatever. And that's the first beat, so to speak, of the first chapter. Now, how long would this be? Well, when she comes up there and she walks around and she fixes it, we are at page 4 or something, right? Including the first one. And then we're gonna follow him up there. He's sitting there, and he's one and a half for him to jump or something. Then we're up at 5, 6. Pages, and she has now fixed the thing, and we're half a page there, and then she finds him. We are at 7 pages. 8, 9, 10, 11. We're maybe at, let's say, 15 pages or something. But this is a good end of a chapter like that, right? And she goes down, and then there's a new chapter. And she's sitting at home with her hacker friends, whatever they're called. Trans hackers. So, yeah.